dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A Monday, another week, and yes, we are here. It is a holiday for some. Here's what I think. It's always a holiday for the ones that don't work that much anyway. Oh, wait a minute. Is the parade? We're not being preempted because of the parade here in the Tri-Cities, are we?
I don't think so.
Okay. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, happy holiday to everyone. And for those that get an extra day off, glad that you're having that day off and enjoying it. We're here to talk about what happened over the weekend, from the NFL playoffs to the Huskers to the Broncos to the Lopers to high school athletics. Hastings Adams Central head boys basketball coach Tom Schlechta is going to join us coming up in the second half of the program. His Patriots are unbeaten. They're the only unbeaten Class B boys team, but this is always thrown out there, but they've only played three teams that are in Class B. So we'll talk about that. They're up to number 8 in the Omaha World Herald today, and they get ready for a huge matchup Saturday with Grand Island Central Catholic. Both teams are currently 12-0. On the season. But today, the Australian Open is underway. Husker women, they just keep on winning, folks. They just keep on doing it. I'm not going to call it amazing, but a solid win yesterday. And in the last 5 minutes of the game, Baylor couldn't throw it in the ocean, which was just weird. Every shot was flat. They looked tired. And Nebraska just kept on going and going and going and won that basketball game 65-56. On the flip side of that, the Nebraska men, well, they continue to do what they do. You lose at home to Iowa State. Last year, this team found some kind of a miracle way to go 8-8 in the conference and still were the 8th or 9th seed in the conference tournament and got bounced by Baylor in the first round. Nebraska didn't play anybody in the offseason. They did play a couple of teams, and usually those teams beat them. They got one nice win over Tulsa, but they're 0-3 in the conference, and they're on the road at Missouri. Yes, one of the home games was against Kansas, but 0-3 is still 0-3, and Nebraska just doesn't appear to have depth. Again, they keep selling us on the promise of promise, the promise of youth. Stan Hardinger's there. Ryan Anderson's there. But it's just not working right now for the Big Red, and we'll see. They're going to have to clip somebody that they're not supposed to clip. The contention is, when you're in the bottom half of the Big 12, you have to beat the other bottom half of the Big 12 teams at home. When Colorado comes to Lincoln, you have to beat them. When Iowa State comes to Lincoln, you have to beat them. Pick whoever else is at the bottom half of the conference. You have to beat them when they come to your spot.
It's all about scoring droughts. It seemed to be the other night, Doug, for Iowa State and Nebraska. Nebraska closes out the first half on an 18-5 run. 18-5 run, and I think four out of the five Iowa State points, I think it was 20, I think they ended with 32. So, I mean, I think they got four of those points relatively late. It could have been an 18-1 run, but then you just go 4 and 5 minutes without getting a field goal.
So, and when you don't have a presence inside, that's what happens. You're relegated to making jump shots, making three-pointers, fast-breaking. But when you get into a half-court set and you don't have an inside game, that's how you go on these long scoring droughts, because you can't dump it in, draw some fouls, get some buckets. You just don't have that power inside, and I think that's where Nebraska is definitely lacking. And Doc Sadler is trying to recruit some big guys, some foreign players, some overseas players. The ones that he thinks he has either don't qualify academically or the university messes it up with paperwork. I mean, that's where Nebraska men have really been hampered here during Doc Sadler's tenure. So that's what's going on there. But the great news, the women 16-0. We are expected to be joined by Kelsey Griffin later on this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. We expect that that's going to be Wednesday, so we'll double-check on that. But that's what we've been somewhat promised by the athletic department, is that Wednesday we'll talk with the All-American candidate in Kelsey Griffin. Of course, the big story, though, obviously, is Maria Sharapova being upset at the Australian Open.
A big bounce early on. Yes, what will we do? What will we talk about for the next 3 weeks about Australian Open tennis?
Let me the NFL playoffs. I went 3-1 over the weekend, clouded by my hometown favorite of the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, on this show Friday, I picked the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Here's what I want to say about that. Everybody that's just saying that the onside kick was the dumbest thing in the history of ever, again, this has been my contention. You know what? You onside kick it, you give yourself two chances. A, to recover the onside kick, and it was a good onside kick. The Jets bobbled it, but there was nobody there from San Diego to take him out or grab the ball. And either way, one first down by whoever it is, this case the Jets, one first down, the game's over. No matter what. No matter what. Okay? So the argument this morning is that fourth and one, maybe at your own 35-yard line or 25-yard line, they would punt the ball, and then you'd have a minute to go 75 yards, which is about the same thing the other way around. If they get stuffed on fourth and one, you got to go 65 or whatever it was yards for a game-tying field goal. Two things. The onside kick was not why they lost the game. It was third and seven. What do you think they're going to do? They get 6 yards setting up fourth and one. That was the direct and last play of the ball game. Also, Nate Kadig. I'm sorry. Bye. Gone. Gone. You directly cost me this game. Nate Kadig, you directly cost me this game. There has not been, and I think you'll agree with me on this, Tony, there has not been a bigger choke by an Iowa native since Rockin' Rusty tried to spell gavel.
You're right on that, Doug, and that's exactly. I just cringed this morning when I heard Colin Cowherd bashing Norv Turner, and he chokes another big one. You know what? Your kicker's the most accurate kicker in the NFL. I know he misses two field goals. He missed three field goals. All you needed was the two field goals, and you're going to Indianapolis. You know what? The personal fouls. That's just stupidity and frustration and some immature players out there. That had nothing to do with Norv Turner. He didn't get any of those 15-yard flags. I just cannot believe he sent a kicker out there that's done it all year long. They just screw you every time.
Well, Tony, I saw on the first one, and I've seen this from time to time. I'm trying to think who's the last poor kicker. Maybe it was that Northwestern kicker that cost him the bowl game there against Auburn. Watch kickers. All you got to do is watch film. Don't show the result. Don't show the result. All you got to do is watch the kick, and you can go, oh, that don't look right. That doesn't look right. That didn't look right. And then if they show you what happens, it happens. It doesn't look right. Look at Nate Kadig every time. He about fell over. He was leaning so far back on his plant leg. And I'm not an expert in kickers, but tell me, folks, if you like watching football, if you like watching the NFL, you can't tell me that his form was totally off on all three kicks. That first one, I thought he snapped something. He was so off kilter, and then he did it all three times.
It was almost like he had the wrong shoe on his plant leg. it was almost like when his plant leg slid about 8 inches from where it should have been planted.
And here's another thing. Big picture, how many times did they tell us that on wild card weekend, all the home teams don't win? On the second round, all the home teams don't win. Were you surprised? Somebody was going to get upset this weekend. Somebody was going to, and so that just either leads to everybody wins and, oh, it's a boring weekend of playoffs, or, oh my God, the team that got upset is horrible. San Diego's not horrible. They won 11 football games in a row. It came to pass, Tony. I've said here the one thing, and I picked San Diego to go to the Super Bowl hesitantly because I said their running game was not as good as everybody thought. They got through the second half of the season with LT getting into the end zone because they changed their scheme a little bit, and I know by watching because LT was on my fantasy, a couple of them, and he just wasn't getting in, and they kept running it between the tackles for a one-yard gain in goal line situations, and then everybody knew what happens when Sproles comes in, and they couldn't run the ball in. Well, the offensive line didn't change, and they couldn't run the ball yesterday. And when you're going against the number one defense in the NFL, there's no surprise. But again, as we're going to kind of transfer into the Cowboy game and the Viking game, I guess we should call it the Viking game, is that the team that got off to a good start didn't finish, had opportunities, and didn't finish. Dallas should have been ahead 10 or 14, should have. I mean, yes, should have, could have, would have. But they should have been. Even Viking fan who I was watching the games with yesterday knew that that was the case. It should have been 10 or 14 to nothing. And it's a whole different story after that. Not that they would have won or lost, but it's a whole different story. It's not 34 to 3, or should we say 27 to 3, because that was the actual score of the game, El Cheapo Viking. But you look at this, the Chargers should have put this away before halftime, and they didn't do it.
Doug, what do you say to the NFL fan or football fan out there that doesn't even think that the Jets belong in the playoffs? With the way the regular season ended, and you say, well, they didn't play their players, 2 weeks in a row.
The whole storyline all week is going to be, will the Colts get what they deserve? If in week 15 the Colts go out, don't pull their starters, and beat the New York Jets, the Jets aren't even in the playoffs. Somebody like Pittsburgh is probably in the playoffs. Now the Jets play the Colts again with confidence, and if the Jets beat the Colts, that's all you're going to hear about for that first week, for that first week of the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
I think you're exactly right on that. I think you're going to start. That's just going to start to pick up steam. And Rex Ryan's probably going to give you some great quotes this week. You just got an awfully confident football team. And once again, the Jets have proven that one and two running backs isn't enough. You've got to have almost a three-headed running back monster to be able to hold up the entire season. The more and more of these teams out there, you cannot have, you know, it used to be Emmitt Smith, it used to be Barry Sanders. Those guys somehow got through the year, and we're still going at the end. It's not like
Barry Sanders didn't have to really worry about the playoffs.
Well, but he was always going at the end of the year. You know, Walter Payton and people like that. You look at the number of running backs that play for individual teams now. You're getting three, four, five, six people back there that have to carry the load sometime or not during the year.
This is the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad you're along with us. The Dent Popper inbox is wide open for your emails on the playoffs or any subject. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and if you're a Viking fan. That's A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. This comes into the Dan Popper inbox. Hey, guys, long-time listener, first-time emailer. I listened to your show on Friday, and I heard this catchy little jingle that had to do with the Minnesota Vikings. But then I heard how the Cowboys were going to dismantle them. As I watched the game, I didn't see that happen yesterday. I saw nothing but doctor-like precision from Minnesota's offense, and it looked like the defense knew every stitch of the Cowboys' offense. As a Vikings fan, I think you owe it to me and my ladies an apology for how wrong you were, and there's plenty of room on board our ship if you'd like to join. Polish Nation out.
Skol Vikings, let's win this game. Skol Vikings, honor your name. Go get that first down.
Okay, and here's another thing. And I mentioned this yesterday. You're a wannabe franchise if you have to have something like this. The Denver Broncos. And another pass is incomplete. Gay. This. Dumb. J-E-T-S. Jets. I mean, Dallas has none of that. You know what Dallas has? Five rings. You know what Pittsburgh has? Six rings. Does Pittsburgh have anything stupid like that? They had Cower Power there for a little bit, but you know. They don't have, seriously.
Right.
Winning franchises don't have to make crap up.
San Diego. Superchargers.
Hey, the Bills don't have any catchy tunes, but that's because.
No. They're 0-4 Super Bowl records. Just like the Minnesota Vikings stands on its own. This is an open letter to all the Cowboy fans out there. Wow, that was a tough one, boys. 34-3. I promise I will not let that happen again. I have my eye on a good, proven coach who currently is with the Jets. He's done a great job molding the Jets' offensive line. Once I have him corralled, I'll stand on the big star at Texas Stadium and say, mission accomplished. Signed, Jerry Jones. Thanks, Ken. Yeah, Bill Callahan, the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Would that just about be the end all? By the way, ESPN reporting this morning that Wade Phillips is going to be with the Cowboys through 2010. I got no problem with that. He is just a plaster face anyway, but I'd really like some questions. I'd like some answers from Jason Garrett. Who's the most overpaid coordinator in the National Football League. Romo didn't perform yesterday, but again, not given much of a chance. Once he had no time to throw, it was always looking deep. Then when he had some time to throw, it was always looking short.
What?
Felix Jones is doing good. And I understand once you get behind and keep getting farther behind, that's the case. But you know what? Jason Garrett, sorry. What you've done has not been that good. It's not. I'm sorry.
Doug, many people go back to everybody thinking that Wade would be gone, Jason Garrett would take over, that everything was set up for the future. I don't know who, if Wade Phillips is going to come back. Certainly the way the Cowboys performed over the last 3 weeks is what saved Wade Phillips' job, and it got some things rolling. I just thought, did we not, even when we were down 14-3, which was for a heck of a long time in there, did we just get away from the running game? That's what got us here, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you can't run it every time. And it was a combination. I mean, Minnesota is a good football team.
No doubt.
And we can sit here and be the whining Cowboy fan, but, I mean, there's facts out there. That first touchdown, do it again. Is anybody else going to do that? Could that ever happen again? I mean, there's no more perfection than you could put on that ball. I mean, it's an inch away from being incomplete about three different ways, yet it wasn't. It was a touchdown. Winners make the plays. And Minnesota made the plays yesterday. I mean, Tony Romo, roll the hell out of the pocket once in a while. If Brett Favre can do it, why don't you try it? Every time Romo sees pressure, he backs up another 7 yards before he falls down. You know, you just watch the film. Just keep watching the film. You think backing up? Yeah, you can backpedal faster than Jared Allen can come at you. It was disheartening. Although I would say, if they played 10 times, Minnesota wins 6, maybe 7. I don't think they're that much better. Yes, it's 34-3 on the scoreboard, 27-3 really. You look at that and you just go, Dallas isn't as bad as they were yesterday, and Minnesota wasn't as good as they were yesterday, and I think they're going to find that out coming up Sunday. We'll take a...
But once again, Doug, it goes back to the kicker setting the tone.
Well, yeah.
A 48-yarder.
Swish him.
Misses him.
Yeah.
And Dallas had trouble all year with kicking the football at times and thought they maybe had the problem worked out.
The whole special teams was not good yesterday. The punter got off a couple nice ones, but kick return, punt return, and field goals. Bad.
You're 48 yards away, you know, that's got to be an automatic kick in the NFL. I mean, in today's NFL, you got to have 30 guys, 30 people in the world. That's the only people, there's a hell of a lot more neurosurgeons out there than there are NFL kickers, I'll tell you that. You got to have 30 of them in the world, then kick the damn thing 48 yards.
That's a good point. We'll take a look at the odds for this weekend's Super Bowl games, or this weekend's playoff games, and what the odds would be in the Super Bowl for all four potential matchups, plus, oh yeah, the college football odds are out for 2010. We'll take a look at what the Huskers are, and I'll tell you what, Husker fan, I guess get ready. You should be fired up because they're in the top 10 or more, according to Vegas.
Here we go.
Back after this.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over 1 million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
Taco Bell presents another Taco Novella. On this episode, the new 89-cent beefy five-layer burrito.
Senorita Maria.
Yes?
I'm not the man you fell in love with. I'm his twin brother.
What?
will you tell me next? This beefy five-layer burrito wasn't really 89 cents?
I'd never lie about an amazing deal like this. Seasoned beef, melty cheese, and layer upon layer of the good stuff.
Oh, Blake.
It's Drake.
Think outside the bun.
Participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Look for sunny skies to develop across the area today with high temperatures around 43. Winds will also turn to the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay clear early tonight with a low near 21. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Sometimes the winners smoke the losers, but sometimes the winners get smoked, and that's not a bad thing. The heat is on to see who picks the winner of the Super Bowl.
25-20, 45-15,
10-5. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the link to the online entry form. Pick the conference champ and win a Sun Heat heater plus a prime rib party bundle with all the trimmings from Schroeder Smoked Foods. Feeds up to 15 people.
Left into the end zone.
If both win double, go all the way, and it's triple the prizes. Details online at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Burrow back in the pocket, going deep over the middle. Ball batted in the air. Picked off.
The heat is on to pick the winner in Miami. From Sun Heat, Schroeder Smoked Foods, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460.
He's running up the sideline. 20,
and 1550.
Ballon gets the first down inside the 25.
You could go all the way.
He got it.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations. On 1230 AM KHAS, Tuesday night, the Hastings Saints girls welcome in Bellevue East. On 98.9 KKPR, Kearney Catholic is at Grand Island Central Catholic. Thursday on KKPR, Gibbon will be at Amherst. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Sandy Creek is at Blue Hill. It's high school hoops this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
To decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting you to lunch hour on a Monday here.
Going to talk about the odds. Tom Schlechta is going to join us in the second half of the program. Head boys basketball coach at unbeaten Adams Central. But the odds are out for this weekend's ball games and for potential Super Bowl matchups. Tony, have you seen them?
Have not seen them.
Okay. Well, then we'll play a little guess here. Really. First game up is going to be the AFC, the Jets and the Colts.
Well, the Colts have got to be a touchdown or more favorite, I would assume, at home.
Seven, open at seven, 7.5 now. Minnesota, New Orleans.
Got to think of that in the who day and all that, people with their craziness and voodoo and all that, they got to be favored. But here's one, got to be, gosh, the way that offensive explosion happened to Arizona. I'm going to say New Orleans is favored by 3.5.
That's what it opened at. They're favored now by 4. Okay, if it goes to the Super Bowl, Colts, Saints.
See, now you're getting tricky. Colts would be favored by 3 points.
2.5. Colts, Vikings.
Colts will be favored by, well, about 3 points.
Three. Vikings, Jets.
See, I put the 3.5, 4 points in the home field. That's how I did that, folks out there. It's not magic.
You have a problem.
Don't give up your secrets, man. You're sounding smart here. Come on.
Vikings, Jets.
Vikings would be favored by touchdown.
Vikings by 6, although they had a couple from Vegas Insider, the sportsbooks consultants Dan O'Brien and the Hilton Superbook Jeff Sherman. They kind of have differentiated here. One of them likes the number a little higher than that. Sherman thought it would be around 4.5 if the Vikings played the Jets. Finally, Saints-Jets.
Saints would be favored by touchdown.
Yeah, again, they kind of disagree. They think it could be anywhere from 6 to 7.5, so they put it at 7. Right now, the odds to win the Super Bowl... Las Vegas says Colts 6-5, Saints 8-5, Vikings 7-2, Jets 7-1. You can still get the Jets at 7-1 to win the Super Bowl, where they were anywhere from 42 to 50-1 when the playoffs began. Not at the beginning of the year. When the playoffs began, the Jets were 42-50-1, right? Somewhere in that range, depending on where you looked.
When's the last time there's been a coach that just doesn't, just regardless what he's, has it been Rex Ryan's dad, Buddy Ryan, that stands out as much and just says whatever's on his mind? These guys are all so closely guarded. Everything is written script-like, except for Rex Ryan. He had the press conference. Surprised there's this many cameras. Hell, you think the president's in town, but, oh, well, I guess we'll get to meet him in the next couple years after we win a Super Bowl anyway. That's the first thing the guy says. It's got to be a joy covering him. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It drives me nuts to go to Lincoln and listen to press conference. You get virtually nothing. Very seldom, maybe an injury tidbit or something. It's just saying, you know what? Everybody Nebraska plays next year is so well coached. They just play their asses off every week. Everybody's so well coached.
Okay. All right.
You get Rex Ryan up there, you don't know what the guy's going to do.
Well, I think there's been a few people out there like that. We've had a few wacky coaches. There's a few. College, Mike Leach.
Well, okay.
National Football League, there's been a few out there as well. Most of them probably don't have jobs anymore either. The odds to win the BCS National Championship, College Football's National Championship for 2011, are out. This according to Bodog. Nebraska.
I have heard this.
So. I know you have. They're co-fifth. There are three or four teams that are 15-1. Nebraska is one of them. Let me just give you some of the others. Boise State, and we'll talk about that in a moment, they're 15-1. Also at 15-1, Oklahoma and Texas are at 15-1 to win the national championship. According to Bodog, Tony, four schools, only four in the nation, are lower odds. You,
Alabama.
The defending national champions are the favorite at 3-1.
Florida.
No. 18-1.
USC?
12-1. They are the co-third choice. Southern Cal still the co-third choice with Lane Kiffin to win the national championship at 12-1.
Well, you mentioned Boise.
Yeah, they're 15-1.
Okay, 15. Okay, they're tied in Nebraska. Okay.
Ohio State.
Okay.
13-2. So, you know, okay. 13-2. And Oregon. 12-1, co-number three with Southern Cal. So Alabama the favorite, Ohio State second, Oregon and USC tied for third, and then Nebraska, Texas, Oklahoma, and Boise State all in the fifth through ninth slot at 15-1. Remember last year, Nebraska, and when I went out for the Super Bowl, I got a ticket at 100-1 on Nebraska on February 1st. 100-1 for the Huskers, which as far away as they could have been, they weren't that far away. We take a look at some of the teams right now, according to Bodog, that are 100-1. Tell me which one you would put a ticket on, I've already made my mark. These are all 100-1. A lot of them out of the Pac-10. Arizona.
No.
Arizona State.
No.
California. Illinois. Michigan State. Mississippi. Texas A&M. Utah. Those are all 100-1s. Who would you take? You get one. Who do you take? Arizona State, Cal.
I was going to say Illinois, Cal would be my pick.
Michigan State, Mississippi, Texas A&M, and Utah.
Cal or A&M for
me? Arizona's supposed to be on the up and come. I'd put a little on them. I mean, I know we dismantle them, so what? They're supposed to be on the up and come. Arizona, and any time you see Michigan State at 100-1, I don't know that they're going to be any good, but there's got to be, and we haven't dove into how good these teams are supposed to be. Remember last year, we kind of knew Nebraska was going to be better. A lot of people knew Nebraska was going to be better, and they're at 100-1. One of these teams between 80 and 100-1 has to be a team that is going to be better next year and has a chance to win their conference, or, you know, an outside chance to win their conference. The problem with picking one of those Pac-10 teams is you've got Oregon and USC right at the top of the heap there. So maybe you look elsewhere for a Michigan State. It's I don't know, Michigan State. I like them.
Doug, obviously the last week, the coaching changes at USC have affected that some, because I think if you get Pete Carroll coming back, they would be lower than the 12-1 that they are a little bit. And I think they would be up, 5, 6, 7-1, just the continuity there. You bring in when the dominoes started to fall, I've got to be shocked, the more I think about this, that when Pete Carroll leaves and that door opens up, Lane Kiffin goes from Tennessee to California or to USC, that Chris Peterson's name at Boise State did not get brought up at all. That was a name you never heard. Wasn't that shocking?
Well, they still are under the impression that Boise State's not good enough, and that they do it with smoke and mirrors and inferior talent and kids that don't go. You know, if they can do it with kids that aren't going to the draft, imagine what they could do with kids that aren't going to the draft.
That's a team that returns 21 starters, people.
Although I would not hire Chris Peterson to coach University of Southern California. I think there's just way too different. Way too different. I mean, him as a person, the culture, the kind of kids that you would have to take care of, the kind of kids he has taken care of. I think you got to. There's some other places you could go.
I'll come at you this direction. Derek Dooley, Chris Peterson.
Okay. To Tennessee or to USC?
To Tennessee. I mean, now I'm going
to Tennessee. Well, yeah, that'd be a lot better deal.
But I'm saying his name was not. You never heard that. You never once.
You didn't hear Gary Patterson at TCU.
You're right.
He won the Coach of the Year in many circles this year. A couple other notes here. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. We were talking about the odds to win the BCS National Championship. Dave says, "What's Michigan's odds?" Dave, Michigan is 50-1. But, you know, if they remember, they have to finish the season, Dave, for that to count. So Michigan is 50-1. Some others that are right below Nebraska in that 18-20 range. I'll give you a few more here. You got Florida, I said, is 18-1. Iowa is 20-1. Miami, 20-1. LSU, 25-1. Let's see what else we got here. Penn State is 20-1. Steve Peterson and his Pittsburgh Panthers are 40-1. TCU, 18-1. Virginia Tech, 18-1. And if you want the field, 20-1. But the field, nah. You can't do it. I mean, if Boise State or somebody like that, you can't do it. I mean, the only way the field is ever going to hit here is if Baylor runs the table in the Big 12. I mean, you've got, what, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. You got about 30. I mean, they've got about 45.
You've got the top 40 teams in the country.
The top 40 of 120 are there, and so 20-1, what's the point? That's even if you'd hit it, what's the point? Coming up on the program, Tom Schlechter, the head boys basketball coach at Adams Central, is going to join us. We'll also take a look at UNK and Hastings College. I'll tell you what, whatever happened Monday in the meeting for the Loper wrestlers, all of a sudden, psychotically good. And on the other side, Mark Manning. He may be looking for Brandon Rigoni and a few more hits to the head because it's not going well right now. They lost to Wyoming.
Saw that. It wasn't close.
We'll take a break back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements, and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Online at KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing. A better idea.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Look for sunny skies to develop across the area today with high temperatures around 43. Winds will also turn to the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay clear early tonight with a low near 21. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It's a Monday. There may not be Monday Night Football anymore, but it's Big Monday when it comes to college basketball. Check it out at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. They'd love to have you in. Watch Big Monday on ESPN, which tonight starts with Syracuse-Notre Dame. You can also hear it here on ESPN Radio at 6. Then that's Texas and Kansas State. And Derek, Texas, Kansas State. Texas is number one, but
yeah, they're dogged right now. They opened at 3.5-point favorites. Now it's 1.5 for Kansas State. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on with that line.
So you can discuss it with your friends and recap all that happened over the weekend. Watching all the college basketball, the NFL Network, TVG's on, whatever you want to watch, they'll put it up for you at the Chicken Coop. Don't forget to enjoy their Big Burger Night. Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney has their Burger Night every Wednesday night for just $5. You can order any burger off the menu. And I mean any, not just a plain cheeseburger. You can get the mushroom burger, the bacon burger, the legendary Totally Jack burger every Wednesday from 5 to 10. It's only $5 at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. And, of course, $5. What's that? What's that? It's a quick little three spot. Quick little three spot. Boom, boom, boom. There it is. You bring it home. It's free. In fact, the number you might want to play this week is 12 because Adams Central is 12-0 on the season as they get ready for another big game this Saturday when they travel over to Grand Island Central Catholic to take on the 12-0 Crusaders, who will probably have another or could have another win or two on their under their belt by the time Saturday rolls around. Head coach of the Patriots, Tom Schlechter, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Doug. It is it's always an honor to be with you guys, and it's funny you talked about the number 12 because 12 is my lucky number, Doug. And you talk about $5 being nothing. Donnie Lease, who you know is over at Kearney Catholic, he put a little $5 down on the Saints and Colts when he was in Vegas this summer for me and him, and we're looking pretty good.
There you go.
The Saints and Colts. Colts are going off about 15-1, and the Saints at 25-1. So 12 is good, 5 is good. I like the flow you got going on right now, so just honored to have you guys actually bring me on this week. So appreciate it.
Well, let's get off 12 this Saturday. What do you think about that? Get to 13.
Hey, that's what we're going to try and do.
Tom, you guys, I love to look at your scores because they're fun scores to look at. You guys averaged in the upper 60s a year ago, and you're doing the same thing this year. It's an up-tempo style. Get up and down the floor. Use your defense to create some turnovers. Get out on a fast break and go. That's been established since day one with you.
Yeah, you know, I don't know a lot about basketball, and I've been the first one to tell people that. What I really want to try and do there's three things I want to try and establish. Number one, we want to be the aggressors defensively and offensively. Number two, we want to run and really push. And number three, we want our guys to play with a lot of confidence. And, you know, we kind of take that kind of approach, that Rex Ryan approach. Hey, we'll play anybody. We want to play everybody. And we're going to play our style of basketball. We're going to have to make adjustments here and there. But people think that running You know, they think that the fast break is like this, is something that you have to sit there and dissect or make plays for. Running is really just about effort. And the reality of the situation is, if you think that you got guys that can run, that's what you do. And we think we have guys that can run the floor, and so it's what we've tried to do last year and then, of course, this year. And it's just a possession-by-possession thing. And against Northwest, we ran really well, and against Donovan, we didn't. And there's no excuses there. Our guys just didn't run well against Donovan, but we did the night before. And it's just doing it every play. And so we appreciate that you guys like that kind of basketball. We think if we get a guy open by 10, 12 feet, whether it's one pass or 10 passes in the offense, if it's a shooter, we want him putting it up.
Tom Schlechter joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You haven't been without your share of close games, even though you're 12-0. As you said, you've been tested. 7 points against Donovan, 4 points against St. Paul. Their only losses come to you. You had a couple of other close games earlier in the season. When you're playing close games, what has been the main thing that's held you back a little bit? I know the other teams are pretty good, but what's the one thing that you're still working on?
Well, the thing I think we're working on is it's no different than anybody else. You're going to have situations where and spurts where you hit shots and you don't hit shots. And so, interesting that you guys talk about how we try and push it and go. We've just had stretches, and usually they come at the end of the third, beginning of the fourth, and then the second, where maybe our legs aren't there, maybe I'm not rotating guys as many as I need to, trying to stick with some of our starters a little too long, and sometimes the jump shot's not there. And so I don't think it's any more complicated than that, just hitting stretches where we don't hit shots. And that's why in the fourth quarter, when I rein our guys in those last 4 minutes, they really get upset with me because they want to keep running. And we kind of did that against Donovan, too, where if teams are playing zones or they're sagging their man and we're missing shots outside, if we're up 5 points, we're just going to pull it out, make them come out and play defense and get in the bonus and hit free throws. And our guys, they do that, and they've done that from day one. They're just great free throw shooters because they work on it, and they're clutch players. And so in a lot of those close games, to be honest, St. Paul, you mentioned another close game was Minden and then Donovan. We just didn't hit shots. I mean, I could sit here and say other things, but that's the reality of the situation. We're playing almost too fast in some of those stretches. But we like that because we figure maybe we'll take a loss here or there throughout the season, but get our kids used to playing fast and getting shots against every team that we play.
Tom, does playing the schedule you guys play, is it under construction, looking forward to more of Class B game? Does playing Minden, playing St. Paul, when eventually it's going to come down to beating Class B teams, does it prepare you for even the state tournament?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think there's any way, I'm just going to be honest, regionally, unless we go play about four or five Omaha schools, unless you want me to lie to you, there's no way we can prepare for the state tournament other than that. Play St. Cecilia and GICC every week, which
right.
Will probably be just as good. Because you're going to see, last year St. Cecilia beat Ralston. This year you're going to see Gretna play GICC. That's going to be tough. St. Cecilia had Gretna at their place, down big in the second half and ended up losing that one in overtime. So unless you're going to play those teams, Kearney Catholic, Gravenna, those teams, if you play them every week, they'll get you ready. To be really honest with you, we kind of showed on Friday. We went to Northwest, and we're up 50-23 at half, and we played probably the best half of basketball we could play. So I'm not going to sit here and say that's going to happen every night. We might be down 10 and a half against Northwest some games. But we played really well, and we're up 27. Against Holders, we're up 20 in the first half, so the first game out on the road. So I don't really know what B schools we're supposed to schedule in the area because we're scheduling who we can. Unless we're going to make trips out to Omaha, which we're only going to be B one more year at best. We're only 3 students from C1. Our girls are C1 this year and next. Unless we completely revamped and traveled to Omaha, I don't think you can really prepare for that that way. So we love the fact that we get to play Ravenna, St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, and those kind of schools, GICC up here in the stretch, because they're as good as any of those Bs.
Adam Central Boys Basketball, Coach Tom Schlechter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, you've got so many kids that see the floor, as you said, rotating in, rotating out. Talk about a couple of the guys that I guess have stepped up here maybe even since the Christmas break and who teams are going to be keying on here down the stretch.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing is we really want our guys coming in off the bench. We have Matt Overmiller, who played quarterback at here all year for us and did a great job, and he's really just an athlete more than a basketball player, and so now he's kind of gotten his flow as far as shooting, and he scored about 7 to 8 points the last 4 games average, and then Jake Fowler's a freshman coming in. And he just has to figure out that we still want him to shoot the basketball as much as possible so that they have to guard him. And then Calvin Ott down low does a really nice job for us. So those are three guys that come in off the bench that can score. And then Zach Hollister comes in. He's kind of a defensive player. And then our five starters, we want those guys to shoot it too. Because our feeling is, again, you might drop a game here or there, but if your guys shoot with confidence down the stretch when you're playing, you know, we're hoping that we can play well in district games against athletic teams like McCook. And then hoping that if we were fortunate enough to make the state tournament against, you guys know this, the Scuts, the Beatrice, if you don't have five guys that can score, if you're relying on one or two or three against those teams, we're going to be in big trouble. But if we can swing it, skip it, and drive it, and kick it, and have, you know, the 4 through 8 guys shoot with confidence and knock some shots down, we may have some success.
Oh, come on, Tommy. We know anybody scores 40 on Beatrice, they beat them.
You know, that's not even me, Mike. So I don't even want to go into that. So Jimmy Weeks, Coach Weeks is a great guy. I love Coach Weeks. So everybody's got different styles of playing, and that's the way they play. So
Tom, maybe you know this off the top of your head, maybe you don't, but you get all these kids involved. How many different kids have been the leading scorer for your team this year?
Yeah, I do have a pretty good clip on that. I believe all five of our starters have led us in scoring. You know, the other night, Carl Lyons didn't shoot a lot. He scores 2 points. The night before at Northwest, he had 18. I know Brady's led us in scoring. Zach Hunt's led us in scoring. Nate Arlt led us in scoring the first two games. And Nick Stein had a clip. He went for 15 and 17 on a weekend, I think, and led us in scoring one game. So we've had all five of our starters do that. And I think we've had 3 or 4 bench players score 10-plus. And that's what we want to see.
Adams Central still has games at Grand Island Central Catholic in Lexington, then into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, where they will be the favorite with Ravenna in there and St. Paul in there, and then you throw in 3 or 4 other schools that have been pretty good. Then they've got St. Cecilia at home, Ravenna at home. They play Kearney Catholic at the Heartland Event Center, and they wrap up the regular season crosstown at Hastings. They've got a 6-team Class B district right now. They would be the favorite in that. I guess before we let you go here, Tom, it's not a conference game, and it's not a team that you'll see in the postseason, but it's a big bragging rights game. What's the biggest concern as you get ready for Bill Gavers and Central Catholic on Saturday?
Well, I don't think either one of us are. I mean, I don't want to say that we don't worry about each other, but Billy and I are going to do what we're going to do. You know, Coach Gavers is going to come out and pressure, and they're going to play tenacious defense, and they've been doing a great job of driving it to the rack, and we're going to do the same thing. We're going to come out, we're going to try and play good defense, and they play better defense right now than we do. And so the key is whether we're going to defend, you know, near where they're defending, and then we're going to drive it like they drive it. And we're going to try and kick and hit shooters the way they do. And so we're pretty similar in style. So there's not really any concerns. It's really just go out and just play the game. And these are the games you love to get ready for. And so, you know, if you're looking at GICC, you got Turner Fay. He's just an unbelievable handler, and I've played against him in the summer, and he can pull up and shoot from anywhere. Casey Weems is a shooter, and he's scrappy. Hodick and Meyer are athletic. O'Connor's a shooter. Wardeen's a defensive player that can knock it down too. So we're real similar in style, and so this is really a fun game. More than anything else, and just a game that both teams are going to get up for.
Tommy, best of luck this weekend. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, Tom. Tom Schlecht, the head boys basketball coach at Adams Central. That should be a great game coming up Saturday. Of course, we'll have it on our network of stations and on ESPNSuperStation.com. We need to take a break. We'll get to a couple more emails right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. college or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hogan's has it in downtown Kearney. We want to get rid of it. That's right. We need to make room for new spring items, and that means huge savings in every department. From now through January 18th, you'll save 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. So come save and celebrate our anniversary sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
ISP's Big East Mondays returns with one of the league's highest scoring teams.
Lee beat Johnson. Look out! A righty spike by Wesley. That is orange basketball.
Facing the league's most prolific scorer.
Here it goes in the reverse. And the foul. All-American Luke Herringote, ladies and gentlemen.
Join us Monday night at 5:45 for Syracuse and Notre Dame from South Bend. The best college basketball is on ISP. America's home for college sports.
Look for sunny skies to develop across the area today with high temperatures around 43. Winds will also turn to the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay clear early tonight with a low near 21. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Did that say Sheriff Bowman had 77 unforced errors?
I believe that's what it said.
Wow. Tell you've been on the court a lot lately. The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We were talking about the odds for the playoff games this weekend, the Super Bowl, and also the odds are out to win the national championship in college football. Brad from Riverdale says, Doug, I got a pick. Look at their play over the last 2 years. Utah could be dangerous. They're one of the 100 to ones. We were talking Nebraska was 100 to 1. Until somebody actually gets a chance, I could never bet on one of those teams.
Boise, TCU, Utah.
Until Boise is going to get a chance because they are going to be ranked in the top five. According to all major national pundits, they say Boise State, with all but one starter back, this is going to be their year. This is going to be their chance. This is going to be their chance to do that. So we'll see how that goes. Derek, you had one that you kind of liked in there. 50-1, you like Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I think Georgia Tech at 50-1. Heck, they look pretty good this year. They had that triple option going, and if they return a lot of those, I haven't looked at their roster, who they're returning, but if they return some of those players, I think 50-1's a pretty good deal there.
Missouri's 50-1. Michigan, 50-1. Baylor, they're actually on here, 125-1.
What would you say?
That's the highest, 125-1. Also at 125-1, the old ball coach at South Carolina. And Kansas State is 125-1. Northwestern is 125-1. Boston College and BYU, also 125-1.
You know, one of those 50-1s in Texas A&M, you know, you return so many of those players, supposedly got another really good recruiting class coming in. I'm not saying this next year. I'm saying in 2 years. Texas A&M could be one of those teams to sneak up and compete for that South, and obviously if you're competing for that, you're competing for a national title in the end.
It'll be interesting when we get back to this summer and talking Big 12. The South is supposed to be, the pot's supposed to be stirred up. I think it's going to be a lot more stirred up. You got Colt McCoy out, you've got Oklahoma bouncing, trying to bounce back from their worst season under Bob Stoops. You got Texas A&M trying to get better. We'll see if that happens. You got Robert Griffin coming back for Baylor. Oklahoma State rebuilding. I can't believe that anybody's going to give them a whole lot. You got a new coach at Texas Tech. Be interesting to see how 1 through 6 plays out in the Big 12 South next season. Before we get out of here, a couple of more notes. The Tri-City Storm, 1-2 over the weekend. They fell 5-3 yesterday. Their lone win was in overtime. They just flat out didn't play well on Friday when they got beat by Waterloo.
Yeah, that was pretty much the deal there. They didn't play well on Friday. Saturday's game was a heck of a game. They looked pretty. They just looked a little dry and not getting around the ice very well for about 50 minutes, but last 10 minutes, came up, got two goals, tied it up, goal in overtime. Good win on Saturday night.
Hastings College women have won 15 in a row, ranked second in the country, 75-66. And the men, five games, winning streak snapped. They lost to Dort 74-67. Both teams are home Wednesday to play Nebraska Wesleyan. We're going to talk with Coach Lance Creech tomorrow, the head men's basketball coach at Hastings College, about getting another winning streak started. We talked about wrestling for a minute. Nebraska thumped by Wyoming yesterday, 29-10, and they go to 22nd-ranked Arizona State and 20th-ranked Oregon State next week. UNK, no close duels at the Lone Star Duels. 45-3, 55-0, 33-12. Those were the wins over Newman of Kansas, Texas Arlington, and New Mexico Highlands. They lost to Oklahoma 34-4. That's what happened. But Marty Usman did win. He did win 11-0. He was the only winner against Oklahoma in that whole weekend series. So, good job there. And finally, a note here. You may have seen it in the papers over the weekend. We heard about it about a month ago, though. Nebraska and Boise State. Nebraska says, you know what, Boise State, we will play you. But they want a two-for-one deal, and I don't know that Boise State's in a position now where they have to grant two-for-ones, Tony. And Boise State wants to play in 2011. Tom Osborne said on a radio talk show in Idaho, and then a couple of comments to the Omaha and Lincoln Journal, Omaha paper, Lincoln Journal Star, that they don't want to play until at least 2015. And right now, Boise State has not went forward with the proposal at all.
Yeah, I was going to say that everybody's wanting to jump on this deal and get excited about Boise. You know, obviously we hope Nebraska will be, you know, still at the top of the Big 12. Where will Boise be? Can they sustain the momentum, you know, for another 4 or 5 years? I think it'll be awfully difficult, you know, for them to be where they're at right now in the next 4 or 5 years. But, hey, we'll see.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. We've been talking about the college odds here. This one says, if Bo, and I believe that would mean Bo Pelini, if Bo went to Michigan, would they get better odds? Just want Daddy's opinion. Love the show, number one and number two fan.
Would you two bozos do something today?
And again, what's Martin Luther King Jr. Day? They probably got the day off. Again, last week, Daddy went on some way out there tangent, even for Daddy, talking about, you know, if Lane Kiffin up and abruptly left Tennessee, and left Tennessee in a quandary, what would happen if Bo Pelini up and left Nebraska and he chose Michigan, which was a bad selection, even Daddy does. But now he's catching constant ribbing for the last week. Also, how are you? I know you've been looking forward to getting off the DL and getting back on the court. You got a big MLK Jr., what is it, quadruple header?
Oh, it's a spectacular going on at Axtell. Junior high spectacular. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to the ankles ready to go. Feels good. You know what?
It was good to go last week, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How's the rehab?
The rehab's been going good.
So what do they do? Do they kind of massage it, or do they shock it? Or
shock. Shock therapy. And
those have got to be some big jolts to get through that cankle of yours. That's all I'm saying.
I'm telling you right now, they have to turn that deal up pretty high. Pretty high, but it feels good.
So what's the
deal?
I want
to thank Greg and the gang at Kearney Clinic.
They put one clamp on your ankle and one on your left nipple, or how's that work?
Yeah, no, just on my nipples.
Okay, I was just checking. We want to thank Tom Schleck, the head boys basketball coach at Adams Central, for joining us today. They're getting ready for their Battle of Unbeatens coming up on Saturday. Tomorrow, Lance Creech, head men's basketball coach, is going to join us. Daddy will be in studio tomorrow, and we look forward to another great Doug and Daddy show with more guests rolling in as the week progresses.
Yeah, Doug, you're out tomorrow. One of our friends, father passed away, and certainly our condolences to the Klemek family in Ord. Wonderful, wonderful people, and we'll be thinking about you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.